Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia. Felicia Johnson, FelicjohnSon. Date of service is 7/14/2022. And date of birth is 1965. Date of accident 3/16/2022. The patient, Felicia Johnson, was traveling as a front seat passenger on 3/16/22 when she was hit T-bone on a passenger side. The impact caused her severe headaches and no symptom of TBI, but she started having pain in the area of neck and the lower back and right shoulder to the tune of 8 to 10. No radiation was reported for pain. Currently, she reports her pain is still in the right shoulder and lower back and neck area. She's going to see Dr. Zoma on July 1st. The headaches are diminished to 4 to 5, and they are only once per week, less frequent, less intense. In addition, the patient reports that the pain level does remain 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the ADLs are affected 6. Specifically, patient reports mood is affected 9. Sleep is affected 7. Enjoyment of life is 6, among all the other ADLs. She does report 50% improvement in the pain. In symptom review, patient has headaches which are getting milder and less frequent, not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, not associated with any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness and shoulder pain and does not have any neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, jaw stiffness, limited range of motion, pins and needle. Nothing. In GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble, swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. She has additional issues, muscle spasm. Patient reports there are some days which are worse, and she does not report any change in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any trauma. Current pain medications are Orfen. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is free. A patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129 over 94, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100. Test of the physical examination, same from previous visit of 6/14/2022, dictation number 0614-029. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue all the medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Trilanidine 4 mg twice a day, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Voltaren gel, Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Furoscect 1 to 2 every 6 hours, CRN 60 level for headaches are provided. Patient is recommended an injection to the right shoulder based on the MRI finding and a lumbar epidural and SI joint. In the lumbar, in the MRI that we have, it shows that there is a broad-based herniated disc at L1, L2, L4, L5, and mild to moderate bulges at L2, 3, L3, 4, annular tear at L4, 5. The patient is recommended the injection of epidural injection, but patient denies. She has signed an affidavit of not wanting any injection treatment. She also has severe glenohumeral joint arthritis in the right shoulder along with AC joint arthritis, diffuse labral tearing, and intact rotator cuff. Therefore, the appointment to Dr. Zoma has been cancelled. Since she does not have any surgical lesion to be operated on for shoulder. And the patient has already signed an affidavit for not wanting any injections. Hence, we will upheld her her option choosing. At this time, patient is stable. Thank you.